Now, in theaters with the Movie Mill's Len Binning.
Well, let's see. In recent years, Harrison Ford has reprised his roles as Indiana Jones and Han Solo, and by golly, he's doing it again.
Yeah, we've got Blade Runner. This one is set in the year 2049. It's 35 years ago that Ridley Scott put Harrison Ford on the map with a very amazing science fiction film by the name of Blade Runner, and the sequel's not too bad, actually. It stars Canada's own Ryan Gosling. He's a new Blade Runner, LAPD Officer K, and he's discovered a secret with the potential to plunge what little is left of society into utter chaos. And he's now on a quest to find the old Blade Runner, Harrison Ford, and he's got to find him before it's too late. Really quite well done. I think this is going to convert a lot of people to the old Blade Runner, and they're going to go away enjoying this one.
You're a cop. What are you doing here?
What happened 30 years back?
I was long gone by then. I scrambled the records, covered my tracks.
Why?
Because that was the plan. Because we were being hunted. Because sometimes to love someone, you gotta be a stranger.
If you're already a nervous flyer, The Mountain Between Us might not be your movie.
Yeah, Kate Winslet and Idris Elba take off in some not great conditions. They have an unfortunate plane incident, shall we say, on top of a mountain. They try to wait out the storm, and once they realize that help's not coming, they've got to figure out a way to traverse hundreds of miles through pretty ugly terrain and horrible conditions. Not a bad film.
The pilot didn't file a flight plan.
Nobody knows where we are.
We have to get down to the tree line.
We can go 3 weeks without food, 3 days without water, and 3 hours without shelter.
We're not going to die.
Not today.
My Little Pony is still going.
I can't make this stuff up. I'm going to read it. A dark force threatens Ponyville. And the Maine Six, get it? M-A-N-E. they have to sort of figure things out and come together and be friendly and all that stuff. I'm sure there's an audience out there somewhere for this stuff.
I'm so over the cute pony thing.
What you talking about?
We've got this.
I want to help too. Can we?
Seriously?
It's the magic of
friendship and ponies and blue.
And over at the Movie Mill, you've got one of, if not the biggest movie of the summer, Despicable Me 3.
Yeah, I mean, the sequels just keep coming out, and if they're well done, they keep playing well. And Steve Carell, Kristen Wiig are in this one. The South Park creator, Trey Parker, stars in this one. Gru finds out that he has a long-lost twin, and really quite fun. The Minions are back, and they just do a great job. Despicable Me 3.
Reese Witherspoon is in her element in the romantic comedy Home Again.
Yeah, it's nice to see romantic comedy rated PG with Reese Witherspoon. You can't really go wrong. She's recently left her husband, played by Michael Sheen, relocates to her old hometown of L.A., takes her daughters with her. She meets up with some aspiring filmmakers, takes them in as roommates, and a romance buds, and then all heck breaks loose when the ex-husband shows up at the door with a suitcase in hand. So.
And Annabelle Creation is a good primer for the Halloween season.
And it's played surprisingly well. It's got an audience. Certainly, I'm not one of them, but a couple grieving with the loss of their child, they take in some children from the local orphanage, but they're terrorized by a doll by the name of Annabelle.
And Monday being Thanksgiving, I got to think Sunday night must be midnight at the Mill.
Yeah, this is the last one of the year, actually. It's hard to believe. Choose from Despicable Me 3, Home Again, Spider-Man Homecoming, Wind River, and Annabelle Creation.
All the trailers and showtimes at country95.fm. That's what's new in theaters with Len Binning from the Movie Mill. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. We'll see you at the theater.